Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome again to the Astro Unicorn Radio Show, number 10, here on the CBS. We start today's show with a track from the German band U, from the year 1982. And it's from the album called Time Code. And the track is called the same thing. There's a synthesizer list on it. It says Memory Moog, Prophet 5 and 10, Space Master Modular System, Mini Moog, Micro Moog, Moog Model 50, and a Novatron 400 SM. That's probably what you're hearing right now. The choirs. Enjoy this track.
Thank you.
Omar S. with the track Strider. Really like those vocal parts. I don't know why, but they're just cool or something. Next up is some indie rock from Grackle, aka Speculator, from Bushwick, New York. Same neighborhood the legendary Bushwick Bill comes from.
Thank you.
probably playing a Yamaha CS50 or something. Or a 101. Nice trick. Next up is the Human League with a track called The World Before the Last. So our guest synthesizer today is the Quark Monopoly. Very strange, but extremely powerful synthesizer from 1981 from the Japanese Quark manufacturer. And a striking feature is that it's both a monophonic synthesizer and polyphonic synthesizer. It has four oscillators, which you can play monophonic, you can stack them together, or in polyphonic mode, like you can hear now. It is four voice polyphonic, so it switches through each oscillator. Now I set it monophonic, can get some very thick bass sounds, and you can tune each oscillator separately, you change the waveform, the pitch. This is the filter. Nothing special, but it does the job. Now I turned on the arpeggiator, as you can hear. It's now in a monophonic mode, so the arpeggiator plays all four oscillators at the same time. There's also a button called effects. It's got some really weird modulation capabilities. Now a little bit of noise with it. X modulation, of course. But it was now in monophonic mode, like I said. But you can also put it in polyphonic mode, and then the arpeggiator still works. And then the arpeggiator switches cycles through the four oscillators. As you can hear that there's a little bit of portamento. It does that too in the arpeggiator mode. And you might recognize these sounds from a famous electro producer. The interesting thing is that when it cycles through the oscillators, you can set each oscillator in a different pitch and a different waveform. And you can even turn it off so you can do really advanced stuff with it. Put a little bit of the noise oscillator with it. Very satellite sound. And just playing a little bit with it. Now I put it back in the polyphonic mode, and I turned on the chord memory, so I can play a chord with one finger. It's a little bit false now, but then you can also change all the pitch of the oscillators and whatever. And extremely cool, of course, is that it does the arpeggiator with the chord. We continue now with some music again.
We'll be right back.
by some guys from Dusseldorf who go under the name Music Gargo. Very nice crowd rockish disco track. It's gonna be available later this year on a 12-inch vinyl record. Next track is Doppler Effect with the video version of Scientist. Thank you. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, I like those impressionist, whatever jazzy synthesizer lines. You heard the track Blade Runner from Omar S. from Detroit. And computers. with this Klaus Wellmann Cork Monopoly Mega Mix, all tracks from Cultus Island. We end this Astro Unicorn radio show. Thank you for listening, and have a nice day tomorrow, and a nice evening, and keep on listening to the CBS. Goodbye.